It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
A little controversy at the U.S. Open today. We'll cover that with Dan Reardon coming up before audio cut of the day. But right now, from New York City, Brian Kilmeade for a rare Friday visit. How are you this afternoon?
All good. Busy day.
Well, the first question is, can you breathe where you're at?
Yeah, I mean, it's really bad. Really bad. And last night, it was incredible. And you're talking about Canada to Long Island and Manhattan. It looks like a brown screen is over the street. Just starting to clear up now. Hopefully it's going to be good for Sunday for
yeah.
the World Cup, just about 15 miles from work.
Yeah, I think I've heard, and I heard a couple of the meteorologists that you guys had on today saying it looks like it will be good. We had some of this haze last year, but nothing like, you know, occurred up north in Chicago. So we're a little familiar with the haze, but with the video and the still images I've seen, my sister is in New York City right now. It's unbelievable. I mean, in Detroit, they canceled like all the outdoor activities, I heard.
I mean, I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, they pushed the Met game up early. Some people say it's really dangerous with a sport that demands so much heavy breathing. Do you push it to Monday if you think it's going to clear up? I mean, it wouldn't be the craziest thing. It's not that it would be that different from the rest of the tournament because they had games at 3 o'clock in the afternoon,
yeah.
you know, during
yeah, yeah,
the
yeah.
week. So it wouldn't be that crazy. It wouldn't be a disaster like when golf does it. Everyone's really back when work, you know, you have no crowds, but this wouldn't even affect that. But my sense is it's going to come off.
So I was at our MLS game last night. We won, actually. I did not see the speech. I've kind of caught up with, you know, some of the coverage today. But what did you make of what happened last night with the president?
Yeah, I didn't really discuss it much. I didn't see much new there. I don't think it was necessary. I think his strategy now is not to talk much about Iran, just do it. And I understand that. And he talked about some things that are going well. I think it was just a crisp speech on how he viewed what China and people who are not citizens, what they voted in 2020. So we didn't really talk about it much today. I didn't think it was that impactful.
No, I didn't think it was that impactful either. And, you know, I think it's a little bit taking your eye off the ball because of the economy. I don't think people are waking up this morning, you know, and saying, hey, we're going, there's a small percentage, but we're going after the election violators. I think that the American people have a lot more things on their mind right now. Have you ordered Joe Biden's book, Brian? Have you ordered it yet? Because it's coming out, right?
Yeah, I can't wait. And what a promo. Did you ever see something? I mean, can you imagine how many takes it took to get that promo and how many edits it was just to get it out? You literally cannot put a sentence together. Who is greenlighting this? Who paid him? What family member said it was good to cut that? I mean, it's unbelievable. Does anybody care about this guy?
Well, that's what I said. Look, you really have to be, and I think we saw some of this certainly a couple years ago, but it seems like it's just Hunter and Dr. Jill that are advising him. I don't know how anyone, you know, with a brain in politics could advise him. It's one thing to put out a book, but to put that trailer out where you look even more feeble than you did a couple of years ago, yeah, not a great move.
Well, a couple of things, too. He did push it back past the election, or else I think it would be out already.
Yes.
Number two, I mean, if you put together promos, you don't need to take a fresh, you know, do a fresh read. You could do over other things. You know, you could show him in 1980 and 1998, and you could have a voiceover. He came on the scene in 1978. He suffered through tragedy, but now you get the true story. You don't need to embarrass him by making him talk. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know what else to say.
Let me ask you about Mayor Mamdani, because when Cori Bush was elected here the first time, and our former Tashara Jones and then Kim Gardner, you know about her story, the very first thing that they did, which was very telling, is they went to something called the Workhouse here in St. Louis, is the jail. And you're telling me, I mean, I could have seen this and thought it was a joke. Mamdani goes to Rikers to watch the World Cup with... They're New Yorkers, Brian. They may be killers and rapists and all that, but they're New Yorkers. They're part of New York, right?
Can he be more bizarre? Can he be more dumb? Can he be more ridiculous? Can he be more off-putting? I mean, you don't think there's any cops? You don't think there's a group of cops who are watching a viewing party? You can't show up there and pretend as if you don't hate the blue? You can't walk into a firehouse and see what's going on. You can't walk into a town, like the downtown and village in New York City. They say, I haven't been down there, but all my coworkers live there. They say you walk down the street and it's flat screen after flat screen. So you could go in there and really feel the people, the pulse of the people, talk to people about what's going on, see the thrill of Argentina's comeback victory. But instead, he goes to prison as if to say, hey, you've been put here for a wrong reason. We're going to empty this place soon. And that's what I think he intends to do.
It's really disgusting and comical to watch from this part of the country. All right, what's your World Cup pick? Let's get to a selection for tomorrow. I'm going for Spain because I got a little family in Spain that I lived with in 1983, and we're in touch. So I'm on Team España right now, Brian.
Well, I tell you what, it's just so interesting because you got the 19-year-old superstar, and then you got the legend at 39 years old. Both will play a prominent role. You have the coach of Argentina who is mentored by the coach of Spain. You have Messi, who spent 21 years playing club soccer in Barcelona. So, I mean, there's so many connections. But I think that I'm pulling for Argentina, but I think Spain wins. They seem to be the best fundamental team.
I just
the way they handled France.
I just have to say how much fun. Look, I think I've told you this. I'm not the biggest, you know, football guy, but I've had, and I know so many people like me that really aren't, you know, dedicated to soccer that have had just a thrilling time watching this World Cup. It's really, really been fun. What's coming up on your show on Sunday night?
Brian Mast is going to talk about this Iran war, the actual war plan. I got Mike Rowe, a data center. What's the big deal? Why is everyone pushing back against it? How many jobs are you keeping from pipe fitters, electricians, and plumbers? These people aren't getting hired because those people are reading propaganda, maybe put on TikTok that says they're dangerous. And then I got Rod Blagojevich. He has a documentary that tells a true story very similar to Trump's being railroaded. And also he is a Democrat, but not a socialist. He weighs in on what's happening to his party. And then Tommy Lahren on media. And then Brian Johnson, he does not want to die. He's the one doing the longevity experiments, making his body a human experiment. And he is got a disease, that it's a chronic disease. He's not going to shake. So he's going to talk about that and all the secrets to longevity that he's uncovered by being a human experiment.
Hey, I got to ask you one more question. I thought I was flashing back to like 10 years ago. Did I see, can you confirm that I see that you did an ice bucket challenge this week?
Yeah, Tim Green, I'm good friends with, has ALS. And so Chris Johnson is a friend of their families, and he got ALS. So he tagged me, so I did that, and now Ainsley and Lawrence got to do it. Can we tag you?
You can tag me. You better make sure those two do it, though. If you want to tag me, I'll be in. I did it 10 years ago, but yeah, I'll commit to that. How about that?
Hey, it's raising money for them. We definitely could use it. And the Massachusetts General, it goes to their research, so it's a good cause.
It's awesome. All right, dude, thank you so much, Brian. Enjoy the World Cup this weekend. I hope everyone can breathe, and we'll talk next week.
And I'll see everybody in person in November at BrianKilmeade.com. Remember,
November 21st. It's getting closer. Tickets on sale at the factory. We'll see you, Brian. Take care.
Go get it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.